Shalom to all. Today's office is Rishalmi Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches. So we are starting about the second line of the two dots with the words Ketzad Lanatiyah. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah said that the Rosh Hashanah for Natiyah is the first of Tishrei. And so now the Gemara asks Ketzad Lanatiyah, what's an example or what does that mean for Natiyah? Natiyah literally means planting or saplings, is the planting of trees. So this is expressed in many different ways. Tani, we have a Braisa Hanoteya, one who plants a tree, plants a sapling. Vamavrech, this is basically taking a young branch, it could be a vine or something soft, extending it away from the tree. Again, it's still attached to it, but he extends it away, bends it into the ground. That's also a mavrich. It's like a berich, like a knee. It bends into the ground. Then, after some time, it takes root and starts growing its own tree from that spot. And then eventually, that original long vine or branch is cut off of the parent tree. So if that was done, or vahamarkiv, one who grafts, that's cutting a branch off one tree and connecting it to another tree so it could take hold over there. So all these things are considered in a tia. If this was done, shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, before Tishrei, so also Laishana Shlema, that counts as a full year. As we had said in the Mishnah, this is referring to Arla. We know the first 3 years of growth of the tree, the fruits are Asr, they're Arla, only the fourth year is permitted. So if one of these ways of planting was done 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so once we come to Rosh Hashanah, which is in only 30 days, it's already considered a whole new year, and now it's already considered in its second year of Arla. And not only that, Motelakana Beshvias, he's allowed to keep it on Shemitah. We know that not only is one not allowed to plant or do anything with the ground on Shemitah, there's an iser to do so even 30 days prior. But since this was planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's perfectly fine. He's allowed to keep it on Rosh Hashanah. However, if this was done within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah, loy also Laishana Shleima, now when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's not counted as a full year of Arla, and also Asr L'Kam B'Shvias, one's not allowed to keep it on Shemitah. Aval Amar, however, they did say, Peres Nisteyazu, the fruit that comes from this tree, Asurin Ad Chamisha Asr B'Shvat, it's Asr until the 15th of Shvat. In other words, even though this tree was planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so now when we come to our first Rosh Hashanah, it's already considered in its second year of growth. Then when we come to our second Rosh Hashanah, now it's in its third year. And so when we come to the third Rosh Hashanah, that should be the end of its third year. Still not enough. You can't eat the fruits yet. You have to wait till Tu B'Shvat of that third Rosh Hashanah. And the question is, my time, what's the source for that? Where does this come from? It's already been 3 years. We're at Rosh Hashanah already. It's now in its fourth year. So why is it not permitted to eat the fruit? And the answer is, V'yasa says B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, the Pasuk tells us, U'Bashana Harviyas, in the fourth year. And the question is, Machma Mina, what do we learn from here? So Rabbi Zeri clarifies, the Pasuk right beforehand tells us, Shalei Shanim Yelechem Arelim Lo Yachel. 3 years should be for you, Arel, that's not allowed to be eaten. Then the next Pasuk begins with the words, U'Bashana Harviyas, and he reads it as a run-on Pasuk, instead of reading it as two separate Pasukim. The first Pasuk is telling us that 3 years it's usher to eat, and then the next Pasuk is telling us that in the fourth year you are allowed to eat it. He reads it together. For 3 years you're not allowed to eat it, U'Bashana Harviyas, and even in the fourth year you're not allowed to eat it. In other words, even though the fruit has entered the fourth year, it's still not permitted to eat until we reach Tu B'Shvat. Now, Amar Var Mamal, Kumir B'Zeira, Rabbi Mamal asked for B'Zeira, Nirim Devarim Shanatu Shleshim Milfner Rosh Hashanah. This all makes sense if it was planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. So in truth, the first year of its growth was really just a month long. So it makes sense to say that once we hit the fourth year, we still have to wait till Tu B'Shvat because it still needs a little bit longer. Avol Natu Pasim Shleshim Milfner Rosh Hashanah, but let's say he planted it within 30 days of the first Rosh Hashanah. So that means that we don't even count that 30 days. So for all intents and purposes, the first Rosh Hashanah that encounters from when it was planted is considered day one. And that means once we get to the next Rosh Hashanah, that's a full year. Two Rosh Hashanahs is another year. Three Rosh Hashanahs is a third year. So that's a chami. Come and see. Shana Shlema also loy. We take out the word loy. It's now had a full 3 years of growth. Vatam or Hachin, and you're saying this, that even though it had a full 3 years of growth, nonetheless, once we come to that fourth year, we still have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. How does that make sense? So Amrali answered him, V'in Kain, if that's really so, if you're trying to say that it's really taloy on it growing for a full year, while vafilu natu shleshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, even if it was planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, yehi aser at shleshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, it should still be aser until 30 days before the next Rosh Hashanah. In other words, according to what you're saying, that it has to be a full year, how does it make sense, even according to you, that in the fourth year, it's okay Tu B'Shvat? What do you mean it's still not a full year? It was planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and now you're allowing us to eat it in its fourth year, only 4.5 months in. You should have to wait till a month before the next Rosh Hashanah. As a bottom line is, my kedayin, how do we understand this? Amar of Money answers, Mekivin Shu Amid B'Sech Shnasai Shel Ilan Mashlam Shnasai. Since within the year of the tree, we have to complete its year. In other words, really, there's two different things that we're looking at over here in regards to the chiv of counting 3 years of Arla. So Rosh Hashanah is the cutoff date. 30 days per Rosh Hashanah is considered a whole year. And so once we reach the second or maybe third Rosh Hashanah, that's fine. It already doesn't have a din of Arla. But there's still a whole nother part to it. It's still considered a Natiyah. It's still considered a sapling, and we need to wait till it reaches the stage of maturity when we call it an elon, a tree. And that only happens Tu B'Shvat, and so that's what we have to wait till Tu B'Shvat. And we're going to see on Amud Beis why exactly Tu B'Shvat is when we say, okay, this is its year of Maaser, and this is when we're able to eat it. We just going to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Ketzel Yurakais, how does this work for vegetables? We said that the Rosh Hashanah for vegetables is the first of Tishrei, and the answer is, Lakim Ben Yisrael Er Rosh Hashanah Ad Shaloi Chashecha. Let's say Yid picked his vegetables, maybe some cucumbers, plump tomatoes, juicy peppers, Erev Rosh Hashanah, before it got dark, the guy, Mishach HaShecha, and then a guy continued picking some cucumbers after it got dark. The reason why it had to be a guy is because a Yid's in Shul, it's Rosh Hashanah, so the guy picked the cucumbers, Maaser Mizem Fenatzmai Mizem Fenatzmai. Each one has to have Maaser taken off separately because this is two separate years of Maaser. The Yid picked it before Rosh Hashanah, the guy picked them after Rosh Hashanah, so it's two separate years of Maaser. That's what it means, Yirakais. On the Chasam HaBeis on top, we go back to discussing trees, Reb Ze'era, Vireb Ila, that's the proper Gersa. We have both Reb Ze'era and Reb Ila arguing in Reb Elazar B'Shem Reb Shaya what he said. Chad Amar, one of them tells us that the reason why Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos, that's when its year of Maaser is because Kvar Yatzu Rev Geshmei Shana Kula, the majority of that year's rain anyway has already fallen, and also Kvar Ruba Shal Tkufa B'Chutz, the majority of the Tkufa of the season has passed as well, because the season begins Teves. Now that we're on Tu B'Shvat, we're a little bit more than halfway through the season, so now any fruit whose Chanata, whose flowering or emergence is after Tu B'Shvat, that's already considered next year. And Vachar Amar, the other one says, Ad Kan Hin Chayin Mei Shan Sha'avra, up until Tu B'Shvat, they're still getting their nourishment from the water of last year. Mikan V'Helech, but from here and on, Hin Chayin Mei Shan Haba, they're living, they're getting nourishment from the water of this year, and therefore, Tu B'Shvat is zero determination of Maaser. Avalei Adin Man Ramadan, Man Ramadan, we don't know who said what in Reb Elazar Reb Shaya, and the answer is that Mimad Amar Reb Yasa, from that which Reb Yasa said, quoting Reb Ila, Reb Elazar said B'Shem Reb Shaya, Kvar Yatzu Reb Geshmei Hashana Kulo, Kvar Reb Atkufim Bachutz. So here we have a clear quote of Reb Yasa that Reb Ila said this. It must be that Havi Reb Ze'era do Amar. It's Reb Ze'era was the one that said, Ad Kan Hin Chayin Mei Shana Sha'avra, Mikan V'Helech Hin Chayin Mei Shana Haba. Now here's an important thing that we have to explain over here, which we haven't spoken about yet. It's not just Stam that we say, you can't take a Maaser from this year for last year. It makes a big difference. That's because we know that the Shemitah cycle is 7 years, but we don't take off Maaser in the Shemitah year in the seventh year. So really, the years of Maaser is six. And of all the different Maasers that we need to take off, there's a difference in two of them. In years 1, 2, and 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, we have to separate Maaser Sheni from produce, and that's brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten over there, or it's redeemed, and the money is brought up to Yerushalayim and used on food over there. In years 3 and 6, Maaser Ani is separated, and that's given to an Ani. And so therefore, it makes a very big difference which year of determination this fruit is. Is it last year or this year? Is it year 2, so you would have to separate Maaser Sheni, or is it year 3, so you'd have to separate Maaser Ani? And that's where the big nafkamina is. And here we actually see this. Maaser Rebbe Kiva, there's a story of Rebbe Kiva, Shalakat Esroig, he picked an Esroig, V'nasan Olav Chomer Beishamai V'Chomer Beis Hillel, and he treated it with the Chomer of Beishamai and the Beis Hillel. Beishamai in our Mishnah had said that Tu B'Shvat Lilonois is the first of Shvat. Beis Hillel said it's the 15th of Shvat, and he had picked this on the first of Shvat. This was in between years 2 and 3. So according to Beishamai, it was Chayev in Maaser Ani because it was already year 3, whereas according to Beis Hillel, it wasn't year 3 yet because it was before Tu B'Shvat, so it was Chayev and Maaser Sheni, and so he treated with both these Chomras. Asked the Gemara, V'lomli Esreg, so why are you telling me Dafka that he picked an Esreg? Afilu Sharkal Elon, you could have just told me this regarding any other fruit of a tree. It's mashma from the fact that we're emphasizing that Rabbi Kiva did this with an Esreg, that we're learning something specific regarding an Esreg. But again, if he was just Machmer, like both Beishamai and Beis Hillel, we didn't have to say Esreg. And the answer is, you're right. Tani, Kechomer Rebbe Gamliel, Chomer Rebbe Lezer. He was being Machmer like Rebbe Gamliel and like Rebbe Lezer. This is specifically regarding an Esreg. Their machlokes is, does the Maaser of an Esreg go Basar Chanata like a regular fruit, or does it go Basar Lekita when it's actually picked like a vegetable? And so that's why we're specifically saying it was like an Esreg, because he was Machmer like Rebbe Gamliel like Rebbe Lezer. Ask the Gemara, Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Lezer, Al de Beis Hillel, Inun Havai. Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Lezer, they were Talmidim of Beis Hillel, which means they hold the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos is Tu B'Shvat, and since this was picked on the first of Shvat, according to both Rebbe Gamliel and Rebbe Lezer, it's considered second year produce because it wasn't yet Tu B'Shvat. So what type of chomer was he being machmer on himself? According to both of them, it's considered a second year fruit because again, we haven't reached Tu B'Shvat yet. So Rabbi Yisro Rabbani explains Tifter, we can answer as follows: Shachanat Koydim L'Chamisha Asar B'Shvat Shel Shnia V'Nichnas HaShlishes. It's actually referring to where the Chanata of this Esreg was before Tu B'Shvat in the second year. Now it's already into the third year. So actually, the Chanata was in the second year. The picking was in the third year, and that's how we're able to say that he was machmer. Al Daiti Rabbi Gamliel, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Isurei Ani. It has test of Maaser Ani separated because he picked it in the third year. So as Maaser Ani separated, al tetz Rebbe Elazar, kun Rebbe Elazar, Yisurei Sheni, it's considered second year fruit, so he takes off Maaser Sheni. As the question is, bottom line is, Ma'asa, what did he do? How did he take off Maaser from this fruit? The answer is, Kar Shem al Maaser Sheni Shabai. He was Kar Shem. He officially declared part of this fruit, part of this Esrog, that it's Maaser Sheni. The entire thing is a Maaser Sheni, it's just part of it is. And then, Ufdayoi, he redeemed it, he transferred that Kedusha onto money. And then, Vinoisala Ani, he gave the fruit actually to an Ani. So here he has both Maaser Sheni and Ani being taken from the same piece of fruit. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.